Welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. Do you own a cash-based practice? Are you looking to start one? Tired of working endless hours and still not making enough money? Want to fire your insurance company? Then you're going to love our podcast. Each episode is full of insights and proven strategies to grow your practice to seven figures and more, allowing you to take more time off, make more money, and no longer have to take insurance reimbursements. Plus, get a free copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, where I detail my entire journey to creating my own seven-figure practice. Just go to www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. You just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling, and you'll also get over $1,197 in free bonuses. That's www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Now, on to our show. Today on the Practice Profit System, we're going to talk about the second building block to really rapidly scale your practice. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to our last podcast, please make sure you take a minute to listen to that before you listen to this, because this one builds upon it. And it's, I'm going to ask you four very powerful questions, and I'm going to give those to you that you can ask every single time you're looking at one of your broken systems, lead generation systems, dealing with employees. And by asking these four simple questions, you'll help them come to the conclusion and come up with the answers, so you don't always have to be the answer man or woman. That's what we're going to be sharing today on the Practice Profit System podcast. I'm Matt Galogli. I'm your host. And I want to do a quick little promo here. We're going to be hosting a live two-day event on how to rapidly scale up your practice, or if you are just starting one, on to rapidly launch your practice. And it's going to be hosted here in Charlotte, North Carolina in October. If you want to learn more, go to practicegrowthevent.com. It's totally completely free. It's going to be on a Saturday and Sunday, be 9 to 5 both days. And you're going to get all kinds of great information and everything that you really need to know to rapidly scale your practice. There is no charge for the event. That is not a typo. I am not crazy. And I'd love to have you. We are, it's going to be hosted here in Charlotte, where we are a hub for American Airlines, so you can fly direct into the city from just about everywhere. All right, so go to Practice Growth Event to learn more and to sign up. Again, there's no charge for you to come to the event. If you are looking to scale your practice, I highly recommend that you come join me for 2 days. All right, let's talk about this. There are four questions that I find incredibly powerful. Now, these tie into this concept of the vision and the values. Now, I have to give credit where credit is due. I had a longtime mentor and coach of mine by the name of Rob Berkley, who unfortunately passed away at the end of 2017 from stomach cancer, I believe, intestinal cancer. He really had a major impact on my life. He really transformed me from kind of this shoot from the hip entrepreneur to really a CEO businessman. And I owe him a lot. When he passed away, I really kind of made a commitment in my heart that I would continue to carry on his legacy and pass along the lessons that he taught me. And I'm going to share one of the most important that he shared with me and taught me over 10 years. And when I learned it and when I applied it, it had one of the most impactful and profound positive impacts on my team and the growth of our practices. It's really kind of what scaled our practices really, really quickly, because it helped everybody get on the same page. And he calls it the values oil change, and said, you know, culture is like leftovers in the fridge. If you don't check on them, they get smelly and moldy. And, you know, this last week, we talked about our vision and our values. This week, we're going to talk about what's called the values oil change. And there's four questions that he taught me to ask that when you have a problem employee or employee who's not really living up to code, who's not really dialing into the vision and the values of the organization, you ask them these four questions. And here they are. So I hope you have a pen and paper available. So the first question is based on our values, what is going well? Based on our values, what is going well? Based on our values, what is not going well? Okay. Now, the key to both of these is it's based on our values, because there's a lot of things that aren't going well in the clinic, or there's a lot of things that may be going well in the clinic, but it has to be based on your values. Okay, so my values in my organization, I won't go through all of them, and some of them are humility, joy, grit, okay, learning. You have to be a learner to be in my organization. Based on our values, what's going well? Okay, based on our values, what's not going well? Well, I had a contractor that worked for me. They had a lot of resistance anytime I presented new ideas. Well, we know, you know, this is what you pay us for. I'm like, let's look at this new idea. In talking with my friends, this is what they're doing. What do you think about this? How can we incorporate this? Here are the results that they're getting. Okay. And so you have to, if they're not dialing into those values, then you have to have a conversation with them. And I'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. So based on our values, what's going well? Based on our values, what's not going well? Okay. These two questions right there will handle about 80% of the decision-making for you about what to focus in on, okay? Because of the third question that I'm going to ask. Based on what's going well, what can we supercharge? Based on what's going well, what can we supercharge? Now, you'll notice that the third question is, and based on what's not going well, what can we spend a lot of time fixing so that we have no time and energy left so we can focus on the minor items, okay? It's not that. See, the principle of 80-20 is that 20% of your efforts are going to give you 80% of your results. And there's a game that we play in the world of advertising and marketing that when we have something that works really, really well, when we have a message that finally clicks, we have a game called Feed the Stud. Thank you, Perry Belcher. Okay. So Feed the Stud is exactly that. Most people are like, oh, this is going great. Let's go create this new window over here. Big mistake. How can we take that message that's converting? And how can we put it into as many channels as we possibly can? Don't change the message, change the channel. Okay. Michael Masterson said that. Change the channel. Great book, by the way. So change the channel. If you are converting this message well on Facebook, or you're converting this message well on TV, and I have a couple clients that are doing TV right now, and they're converting this message on TV on one channel, and they go, well, we're thinking about doing hair restoration. I'm like, why are you thinking about doing hair restoration? You got this message over here. You've just accomplished the biggest challenge in your business. And that is a message in a market that is converting. And it's bringing you patients on demand. You can turn it up and turn it down. Let's turn it up. Where can we take that message? And where can we duplicate it through numerous different media to increase the flow of our ideal patient coming in? And the more you can do that. So that's what we're doing, is we're going to supercharge what's working really, really well. Based on our values. Based on our values, what can we supercharge? Okay. Now, the fourth question is, based on our values and what's not going well, how can we supercharge it? See, the question that you ask yourself, it's always about the question, how you ask the question to yourself. How you ask that question to yourself determines the kind of answer that you're going to get. The way you ask the question, how you phrase the question, determines the answer that you're going to get. So when you ask the question, based on our values of what's not going well, how can we supercharge it? Not fix it, because the goal is not to have a bunch of things that are running good or average. We want to have a bunch of offers. We want to have a company that everything is absolutely excellent, that everything is just absolutely outstanding. What are the things that we're doing that if we just put a little bit more time and energy into it, okay, if we take it from above average to outstanding, that's not going to give us, that's not an improvement from 4 to 5. That's like a 10x improvement on the Richter scale of an earthquake. I'm going to say that again. When you move something from 4 to 5, it's like exponential growth. It's like the earthquake that goes from a 9 to a 10. It's not 1 point more impress or more powerful. It's actually 10x powerful. So when you focus on the things that you can supercharge, if we can supercharge something, if we can take something and we can just add it on a jet, we can add jet fuel to it so that it goes from a 4 to a 5, it goes from above average to outstanding, we're going to have 10x growth. Now, maybe you're sitting there going, but Matt, I don't want 10x growth. That sounds like a lot of work. That's okay. Because based on your values, then you can go out and get better people to manage that growth for you. See, this is completely different thinking. This is completely different philosophy than what other people do in business. And what they do in my mind is wrong. And I know that because I tried it their way for years and failed miserably. And when I got this lesson from Rob Berkley, when I really understood it, when I really got this essence of how can we supercharge something that's going average or above average, I should say, above average, then we knew that, wow, we could really just drive this. So when we had the clinics, we were doing really, really well on a couple of really key areas with our advertising. We were on all kinds of stations, okay? We were in the sports section in the newspaper. We were on sports talk radio. We were on classic rock radio. We were on urban radio. We were on conservative talk radio. We were on all these different places, right? And when we looked at it, what we found was newspaper page 3, lower right-hand corner of the newspaper, that got us the best, okay? So, and we were in 7 days a week, but we looked at the days that we were getting calls, and we were getting, the bulk of our calls were coming in 3 specific days. So what did we do? We increased the size of the ad on those days. Guess what? Calls went up. Wow. Okay. Guess what? We looked at what we were doing, and we saw that we did really well on conservative talk radio. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all that stuff. How do we buy more? So we bought more. Guess what? The calls went up. The patients went up. Our revenue went skyrocketed. We found that we weren't doing as well on sports talk radio. So we tried to find a way to supercharge it. But what we found was our message didn't convert there. It wasn't our demographic. So we took that money and we put it into classic rock radio. And classic rock radio was like $50 a spot. And it made us like a 10 to 1. Right? We supercharged it. We spent more money. How can we do more with them? How can we find things? Then we took that same concept and we took it over to TV and we went on things like on the 5 on Fox. Okay. We went to all the places that the people that listen to conservative talk radio and classic rock, where do they hang out on TV? And we found it and we found all these little things. We supercharged it. And believe me, we tried all the things. We tried CNN, we tried MSNBC. And for our market, that didn't convert. What worked really, really well for our market, for the 50 plus year old guy, was that kind of stuff, classic rock, 70s rock, all that stuff. Okay. And we just found more and more ways to target that. We ran ads on places like Town Hall and all Red State, all these things. Okay. To be able to get, we supercharged it. And what we did was based on our values of what's not working, how can we supercharge it? We tried, it didn't work, we got rid of it. One of the ways that we supercharged it, by the way, was stopping that process. See, supercharging, people have this misconception. I got to fix everything. I've got all these hundreds of things that we've got to fix. I just want you to fix the raging infernos. Don't worry about the little thing over here. I have clients that come on the calls with me. I got to fix this and I got to fix that. And what do you think about this? And I'm like, time out. Based on our values, based on your values, what's going well? How can we supercharge it? Based on your values, what's not going well? And if not, how can we supercharge it? Because if we can't supercharge it, then we need to get rid of that issue. We need to shut down that process. It's not something that's going to be excellent for us. I only want processes. I only want systems that are going to be excellent. They're going to give us exponential 10x growth. Okay. So those are the four questions, right? That's what we call the values oil change. And the four questions are really, really simple. The four questions are based on our values, what's going well? Based on our values, what's not going well? Based on our values, what's going well or what can we, how can we supercharge it? Of what's not going well, how can we supercharge it or delete it? That's it. Those are the four questions. It works with staff. It works with problem employees. It works with advertising. It works with processes. It works with customers. Okay. It works with everything. And again, thanks to my good friend, departed friend, Rob Berkley. If you can still find his stuff online, I highly recommend it. I don't know if his sites are still up, but he has meant the world to me. So there you go. Don't forget, we're going to be hosting that event here in Charlotte in October. To practicegrowthevent.com to learn more. Practicegrowthevent.com to learn more. There's a little video on there for me. It's absolutely free on how to scale your practice. It's going to be 2 days full of me and content. So hope to see you there. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, take a moment and share it with your fellow medical professionals or post a positive comment and rate it on wherever you just listen. Now, don't forget, you can get a copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, for free. Just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling. Plus, you'll get over $1,197 in free bonus material. Simply go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. That's srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.